accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people, who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Whew, nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike Hard Gear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You're going to set it up on your home computer, but it's going to come to your mobile phone via text. It doesn't have to be a smartphone. And with this, you can plan out every facet of your day, but what sets them apart from the rest of the apps like this is what they're going to do unbidden based upon your locale. They're going to let you know about what's going on around you, the kind of things you can't plan for, the kind of things you can't imagine. Say the terrorist attack, the terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With 4 built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Yesterday, there was a hearing in New Jersey where Anthony Calandro, the gun for hire, he was there testifying in front of it. And he has indicated, well, you know what, I'll let him tell it, because he's going to join us in the third hour. So that's coming up, gun for hire, back with me. George Zimmerman's lawyer became sort of a celebrity, because he represented George Zimmerman. And for some reason, CNN sought him out to get his take on guns and people owning guns. And he apparently is one of those guys that is, he'll tell you, I believe in the Second Amendment, but he also believes that reasonable restrictions to assure that only law-abiding citizens can purchase firearms better prevents over-restriction of our Second Amendment. Now, of course, he doesn't describe how that fantasy land exists. And he's basically telling you that by allowing reasonable restrictions on America's gun rights, gun owners prevent reasonable restrictions like New York's ban on assault weapons and Colorado's ban on high-capacity magazines. But he's not done waving the white flag. He says, our Constitution is a resilient force, and our Bill of Rights has survived countless modifications and restrictions without the erosion of fundamental freedoms. Our Second Amendment right is no different. It can survive modification and restriction without fear that it will vanish altogether. You haven't been reading what's going on out there, Counselor. You need to, over there in the corner of your nice office with all of your nice books in the bookshelves, I'm sure there's the bottle that is marked, shut up. You need to take a long draw on it. Tell that to the residents of New Jersey, none of whom can satisfy the justifiable needs standard imposed by the state on residents who want to exercise the bear part of keeping bear arms. He's basically saying he wants you to surrender your firearm freedom to maintain it, which is a that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. It's like paying an extortionist a bit of money to prevent him from taking a lot of more money. I just love it when these educated types get out there and say things that are so stupid. So stupid. Here's another educated guy. What is this cat's name? This was something he wants to see. First of all, he's operating under a very flawed set of, somehow or other, the numbers keep changing. And, you know, according to him, for example, there's no gun crime in Australia. None whatsoever. He wants to see the Bill of Rights rewritten. And I can't give him credit for being an idiot because he didn't put a byline with it. But he laments the fact that with the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and the other things, that the update mechanism was intended to be much easier to perform when there were only 13 states. Now that's increased 400% with no change in the change mechanism. You see, things should have changed along with that. From this, though, he concludes that the document itself, the Constitution, which is not, you know, the Bill of Rights had nothing to do with seeing into the future. It had nothing to do with how many people were in the country at the time. The Bill of Rights mapped out and affirmed what they believed God had given them, which I concur. And it isn't a living document, but he thinks it is a living document that was intended to be changed as the needs of society change. But it has not kept pace. Now, he claims to be coming at this from the viewpoint of a scientist or a mathematician, a systems engineer, and a part-time logician, whatever that is. He thinks in systems, and he has a pragmatic philosophy. And from his pragmatism, he believes that the system is there to provide a safe place for people to live and have kids. The system does not provide a safe place for people to live and have kids. So the implementation is wrong and must be fixed. And I don't know exactly what he's wanting. I do. He wants a guarantee. He wants a guarantee that nothing bad's ever going to happen to him. Have you ever heard the story of Jim Fix? Have I ever told this story before? Jim Fix wrote a couple of books. The Book of Running, and then The Book of Running, Volume 2. Jim Fix got up every morning in the dewy dawn, swam 2,000 laps every morning, ate nothing but tofu, had no body fat discernible on his body whatsoever. Ran 20 miles a day. One day, while in the best of health, while Jim Fix was out running, shortly after Book of Running 2 came out, he died of a heart attack while running. Now, this was a guy that did everything to be physically fit, except for this one. You can't fix something you're born with. He was born with a congenital heart defect, and it didn't matter how much tofu he took in. It didn't matter how many laps he swam. Eventually, that one was going to catch him. And it must have been a really bad one because he was in tip-top condition otherwise. There are no guarantees. There's no place to go if something goes wrong, except within yourself. You can change things. You can make changes that will enhance your safety. But you're not going to get a guarantee of safety. There is no such thing. There is nothing you can do on this planet today, in this life, that is going to make you 100% safe. Not one thing. It doesn't matter. And this is, this is how they tell us that the current implementation of gun rules is wrong. Because there are no guarantees. But they're trying to tell you that they can fix it and make it to where you have a guarantee. And I'm just here to tell you that, no, that doesn't work that way. A guarantee. That would be nice. Bruce Lee, one of my heroes. 33 years old, in the epitome of health, didn't know that he had a hyper allergy to something called Equigesic when he popped it for that headache. No guarantees, there are none. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. When my church runs me out of town.
Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
All my friends, the low rider.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
The low rider.
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. After Sandy Hook, I mean, this actually cost me, this proposition cost me a sponsor because he was quite honestly wondering what is the use. After Sandy Hook, Obama was looking for anything he could do. Anything he could do against somebody owning a gun. So, he decided to go after the NFA trust as one thing that was, you know, he got slapped around by the Senate. So he wanted to do away with the part where people, members of a gun trust, did not have to take a background check. Now, when this happened, when this came out, everybody in that particular segment of the legal profession were throwing up in their hands because this was going to radically change the way these gun trusts work. Gun trusts primarily are for NFA items, fully automatic weapons, short barrel rifles, suppressors / silencers, whatever you want to call them. And, of course, there's a couple things to, of course, need to be thrown in here. First of all, none of those were used at Sandy Hook. None of those were used at Sandy Hook. And this was just another way to put the kibosh to legal law-abiding citizens owning a special, specific type of regulated weapon. But enter the grassroots, which we need to have Joe Biden comment on everything that they try to do, because for some reason then the grassroots get energized. He said it's simple, it's straightforward, it's common sense. We're going to get this done. He said that last August. The ATF is telling industry groups that the June 2014 deadline for this new rule is expected to be pushed back into 2015 due to the scale of opposition expressed during a public consultation phase. This is the grassroots. This is where people get out there and take the time to get involved. And the ATF has to consider and reply to more than 8,400 comments it accepted as valid. Some of them were hundreds of pages of legal arguments. The NRA said in its opposition, or in the submission of their opposition, that the rule was flawed in its legal and factual premises and is unworkable in practice and illegal for the ATF to impose. Some lawyers specializing in gun law threatened to sue the government if it attempts to implement the rule and are urging clients to take advantage of the delay. Lawrence Keene, the general counsel of the National Shooting Sports Foundation, said we don't believe that it is necessary to do a background check on everybody. A gun trust is a group of people. And within that gun trust, named members of that gun trust can take possession of weapons within the gun trust that are NFA regulated. I don't really know. Do police departments have to have a gun trust? I would think they might. Gun trusts have risen. The number of applications for gun trusts have been on the rise since 2012. In 2009, the number is 12,900. Last year was 41,000. Eric Holder, the Attorney General, of course, wrote in his formal proposal for Obama's executive action last September, there accordingly have been an increase in the number of individuals who have access to NFA firearms but who have not undergone a background check. The background check is not the Holy Grail. It is a very flawed mechanism. It really is. There are some licensed gun dealers who do choose to carry out background checks on people buying weapons for trusts. Of course, every town trying to remain, relevant, said Obama's rule change shuts down an obscure and sneaky legal maneuver. In other words, something that was legal. Spokeshole for them, and they don't identify who the spokeshole is. The most important thing we can do to prevent the gun violence that kills 86 Americans every day is to enforce criminal background checks on all commercial gun sales. False! 2/3 of those are suicides. These are not criminals. These are not bad people. These are sad people. They want to die. They want to kill themselves, two-thirds of them. So if you can eliminate suicide as a coping mechanism, then you can really eliminate a lot of gun violence that isn't gun violence to begin with, by the way. Lawyers who create the trust claim that they are used by legitimate and safe gun owners. Several, you know, the weapons are still regulated by the NFA. It's just who has access to them. Thomas Odom, a Pennsylvania attorney specializing in gun law, explained there are many places in the United States where a sheriff or chief of police unilaterally decides they will simply not sign the forms, regardless of the applicant's background. That's a big problem. That got vetoed in Oklahoma the other day, although I expect their General Assembly to slap that down. Holder points to one specific case where the ATF recently discovered a person who was banned from owning NFA-controlled items, attempting to transfer a regulated silencer to a trust that he had established after having his application as an individual rejected. Now, it doesn't say why he is banned from owning an NFA item. And my question is, if he's banned from owning an NFA item, can he buy a regular non-NFA weapon? That would be my first question. David Goldman, I've had a couple of chats with him. He said criminals don't tend to follow the rules and the law. There are plenty of laws in place to restrict the ability of people who shouldn't have these firearms from purchasing them. You can go, you want to know what it takes to have a short barrel rifle, a hacksaw. You can go on YouTube and learn how to make a suppressor. Those guys in 1993 that had the shootout with the LA cops at the bank robbery converted their weapons to fully automatic. Regulation by the NFA stops no crime. The only thing about criminals is that criminals are going to do, they're going to do the easiest thing for them. Whatever is the easiest thing they're going to do. So having a short-barreled rifle doesn't mean that much. Doesn't mean that much. The Battle Cop Lock and Load promo. No, I haven't seen any action on this. There's 14 left. There's been 14 left now for about a week. It's very simple. A tax deductible donation to the Brian Terry Foundation. $100. Email me the receipt, your address, which Battle Cop you want. And then you get a piece of kit, essentially for free, that's worth between $159 and $249, depending on what you pick. I run them on every gun I've got. But you'll be hearing from the guys that have taken advantage of it, if that's what it takes to goose it. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. I see you!
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming out of Minnesota, they narrowly averted what could have been a really bad situation. It would have been bad what they did afterwards. The gun grabbers would have come out in droves, but... You know, having said all that, the loss of life would have been large, and that would have been what I would have been lamenting at first. A young man named John David LaRue, he had it all figured out. He was going to kill his mother, his father, his sister, and then create a diversion to keep first responders busy while he went to Waseca Junior Senior High School to wreak havoc. He planned to set off pressure cooker bombs full of nails and metal ball bearings in the cafeteria. Students who weren't maimed or killed would be gunned down in the halls. He's telling police this, okay? After his arrest Tuesday, the high school junior said he intended to kill as many students as he could before he was killed by the SWAT team. This according to documents filed in Waseca County District Court. He was charged Thursday with 4 counts of attempted first-degree murder, 2 counts of first-degree damage to property, and 6 counts of possession of a bomb by someone under 18, which I didn't even know that was its own law. The issue here is less than American teenagers can massacre their classmates and more that they want to in the first place. And the laws in place here are irrelevant. It's already illegal for 17-year-olds to purchase and carry firearms. It's illegal in Minnesota for anyone under 18 to possess a handgun. It's already illegal to make and to set off bombs. It's illegal for Minnesotans to carry firearms into schools. It's already illegal for anyone to shoot their family or their classmates dead. It's already illegal to start fires. This kid was in the five steps, fully within the five steps of where the rampage killer goes as he evolves into what he becomes. And what law would have prevented this? Now, unlovely as it is, and sort of frightening too, as it is to acknowledge, it seems that if somebody wishes to kill a large number of people, they're going to find the tools with which to do so. And young Mr. Ledoux's commitment to this was alarming. He had planned and practiced for 10 months, refining the chemicals in his bombs to try to find a more lethal combination. He set off practice bombs on the playground at Hartley Elementary School, Faith United Methodist Church, Oak Park, and high school softball fields. Some of these bombs were found in March, raising concerns. He originally wanted to plan this attack to be on the for April 20th, the anniversary of the Columbine High School massacre. That didn't happen because that day was Easter Sunday and there was no school. Ledoux said he had an SKS assault rifle with 400 rounds of ammo, a 9mm handgun with ammo, and a gun safe with more firearms, all in his bedroom in his home. Question begs to be asked, how did he have all of this in his room? How did he have all these guns that he had control of? He gave an officer the key to the gun safe and the key to his guitar case where he said they'd find his notebook. He planned to kill his parents and his sister with a .22 caliber rifle because it would make less noise than some of his other firearms. Then he said he planned to go to the surrounding countryside and start a fire. When police and the firefighters were busy, he would go back to the school with bombs, firearms, and ammunition. He planned to set all pressure cooker bombs in recycling boxes near the water fountains in the cafeteria and would shoot school liaison officer Jared Schurz so that he did not stop him from his plans of killing more students. Ledoux told police that if he had brought a gun with him to the storage unit, he would have shot the responding officers. Had he been successful, presumably the backlash for us would have been renewed calls for background checks on private sales, a quote-unquote assault weapon ban, and a limit on the size of magazines. That would have been a stupid response to that. This was a very motivated person. He spent almost a year planning this in detail. He planned how he was going to execute his classmates. He spent 10 months trying to make the perfect bomb. He wanted to kill his own family with a .22 caliber rifle because he could do so more quietly. What do you do about that? Not about the tools. Not about the tools he intended to use. About the motivation. How do you fight that? How do you stop that? How do you prevent that? The community in which he lives is utterly shocked at this revelation. He was described by Waseca School Superintendent Tom Lee as a good kid who was quiet and a B student who made the honor roll. Don't know exactly how the superintendent of schools knew this, but personally. He was never in trouble at school and never had any dealings with Chers, the resource officer. Bailey Root, 19, real name, who grew up with Ledoux and Waseca, can't fathom it either. This little boy was shy. He never talked, always followed the leader. I am absolutely amazed. Growing up, we played baseball in the side yard. We'd hang out at the park across the railroad tracks. We'd play hide and seek. It was all of us, these three houses. We were just a big gang. There are no reports that he was bullied. He had plenty of friends. It was like the outcast friends kind of thing, but he had plenty of friends. I don't think they got bullied at all, not that I saw, said Bailey. Ryan Lano, who taught guitar to Ledoux for 4 years, was left totally shocked. John was normal in every aspect. He was courteous. He asked questions and followed instructions very well. He loved music and his guitar and did really well. He was polite and said thank you after every lesson. This is them trying to figure out what happened, what was going on inside of him. This is them saying things that they're, you know, they're thinking out loud. This is a problem of what we have. We are reaping what we have sown. We have made it almost okay to think about this. Pop culture has taken us to a point that we are, you know, there are many teenagers in the United States today that are obsessed with Columbine. So the material questions here are, why do so many children in America wish to massacre and maim their schoolmates? Why are so many teenagers obsessed with the abomination at Columbine? What on earth can be pushing young men to carefully plan the execution of their families? We can spend all the time we want to contemplating which rules to impose every time one of these actions occur, but they're going to continue to occur. Because of that kind of motivation, because of that kind of awful determination to do something that appeals to them. America has a school shooting problem because it has been glorified so much. And these young people are pretty smart. Resourceful in a very frightening way. Our problem is not a problem of tools, of guns, regulations. It's a problem of the heart. Or the lack of. This is something that's going to have to be tackled in the long term. And it's not going to change it overnight. But once you know what the problem is, then you can begin to examine how to solve it. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy one to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Last Wednesday, New York Daily News headline read, two NYPD cops shoot guns while drunk and off-duty, police sources say. Two drunken NYPD cops fired their guns in separate off-duty incidents, one of which involved an officer emptying his handgun, firing 13 rounds at a man inside a nearby car, hitting him six times, which, by the way, puts him above the average hit rate for most NYPD officers. Now, David Codrea, I just messed up his name and he keeps correcting me. He keeps something called the Only Ones file. And you can find this from time to time on at his The War on Guns blog and over at Gun Rights Examiner, compiling stories under the heading of the Only Ones files. And these are examples of negligence, idiocy, corruption, and outright evil. He doesn't go looking for them. And he gets more tips than he can use. And it's not just the few bad apples make the rest look bad. He says the rot is institutionalized within law enforcement in a lot of places, which becomes evident with countless examples of officers who have been allowed to get away with criminal behavior for years and corresponding examples of colleagues who know about it but keep their mouths shut and allow the victimization of citizens to continue. Why does he call this the only one's files? He credits this with DEA agent Lee Page for the birth of the term. This is the DEA guy who told a room full of kids, "I'm the only one in this room professional enough that I know of to carry this Glock 40 caliber." This was in an anti-gun drug lecture before shooting himself in the foot in front of the horrified class while trying to reholster his weapon. For him, for David, this phrase was too perfect not to use, especially compounded with the example after example of police officers receiving special exemptions from gun laws binding an ordinary citizen under the assumption that cops are somehow more trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent than the rest of us. They're just Boy Scouts. Demonstrably, this is proven to be not true. Because of their employment, you see officers getting nationwide, I mean, they can do it in New York City, wide concealed carry. They have exemptions for possession and use of firearms forbidden to us en masse, enjoying the ability to lawfully go armed into so-called gun-free zones where the rest of us are forbidden. So, one thing that we can do, let's examine how are they better trained than us? Are they more proficient with a firearm than me or you? On Police One, in a tactics and training article, they admitted in reality, most police departments only train about 2 times a year, averaging less than 15 hours annually. And while qualification requirements vary, it's not uncommon to see them require as few as 50 shots fired, with passing grades of 70% and chances to retake the failed test, with remedial training at the discretion of the department, with further provisions for extensions, waivers, and requirement modifications. Now, Gary Kleck helped us out at Gun Owners of America, for example, when it comes to this question: what about armed police being safer for society than the average citizen? According to Gary Kleck, citizens shoot and kill at least twice as many criminals as police do every year, 1,527 to 606. At Newsweek, there was the article got put out there. Once again, I think based on Kleck's research, only 2% of civilian shootings involved an innocent person mistakenly identified as a criminal. The error rate for the police, however, was 11%, more than 5 times as high. Dean Weingarten, who I like his stuff, he's very good, a very good researcher, has compiled interesting evidence suggesting police are far more likely to commit homicide than concealed carry permit holders. Anecdotally, this sort of bears itself out when you look at, when you consider certain on-duty bad shoots, like the killing of unarmed BART passenger Oscar Grant, the 50-shot barrage by detectives killing unarmed prospective groom Sean Bell. And they do commit private murders in and, you know, just by themselves. David, without even trying to find such stories, documented 4 accounts of police officers murdering their wives, and in 3 of those cases, turning the guns on themselves. A Cook County Sheriff's Department corrections officer, an Indianapolis police officer, a Mississippi deputy, and a former NYPD police officer. Police suicide. You know, nobody, right now, the thing everybody seems to be asking is, what about the military suicides? What about the police suicides? New York City officers kill themselves at a rate of 29 per 100,000. The rate of suicide in the general population is 12 per 100,000. Nationally, twice as many cops, about 300 annually, commit suicide as are killed in the line of duty. Then you go back to the much maligned armed citizen, where the Violence Policy Center has a little propaganda campaign called the Concealed Carry Killers, which to date has ignored a longstanding and repeated challenge to compare their gun violence rates and incidents with those of the police, because they say the police are the only ones that should be allowed to have them. In Chicago, as concealed carry comes online, the biggest danger that gun owners are going to face, based upon what he says, you know, Superintendent Gary McCarthy has said that his officers, they see you with a gun, are going to shoot first. And that's okay from the boss if they encounter anyone out of uniform with a gun. Which means that off-duty and plainclothes officers and agents might be caught up in his eye-rolling frenzy. That seems not to have factored into the top cop's training considerations. There's one woman that was, she was protesting somewhere. I think in front of the NRA headquarters. She was asked if you should have the right to defend yourself with a weapon if you're being attacked and somebody's putting your life in danger. She said only a law enforcement officer should be allowed to use weapons. The only people who, in my opinion, should be allowed to carry weapons in public areas are current law enforcement and off-duty law enforcement officers. Pointedly, she was asked about a woman being raped, and she believes that a woman should, you know, somehow or other managed to make that 911 call while being brutalized. I hope she never finds herself in that situation where she should rethink that without being put in that situation. That would be nice if she could just simply do that. We're going to roll into the next hour. Coming up third hour, Anthony Calandro, the gun for hire. He testified yesterday in New Jersey. We're going to hear about the fireworks. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.